course, there was this one time where I came into Chili's really late, and this fucking emo kid was, like, serving me, and he was fucking pissed the whole fucking time.
Yeah, I can imagine. I was like, why.
God, this guy's an asshole.
And now look, you're still bothering him.
And now I love him.
I get
Welcome
it.
To the Metal Save the Gamers date. Podcast. I am your host, Kyle McLemore, and joined with me today that. Is Michael Greenwell. Joseph Devibar.
I'm just sitting in the corner playing my recorder. Mike is falling out of his chair. Micah left. Oh. Mike is falling out of his chair.
Oh, he's in the corner for our audio listeners.
He's in the corner.
I hate this episode already.
Nailed it.
I can't believe you learned the song.
It took like 10 seconds.
I didn't.
Well, why don't you write bangers?
And then, of course, the first time I played it for Micah, I played it incorrectly and roasted the fuck out of me as quickly and as fast as the fucking blazing sun of the cosmic demons in the sky.
I threw gas on that fire.
Quick. Oh, I got pissed, too.
I'm like, lightheaded.
And that's not from the recorder.
If this is your first time listening, welcome. This is the Metal Gamers Podcast. You have stumbled upon the great library of knowledge of all things metal and all things video games. If you go back to any episode, you will learn an infinite amount of things that you may or may not be able to tell your friends or
that's a large burden.
Police
that's
officer.
That's a lot to promise.
Or police. No, we will not speak to the police.
Not again.
Yeah. You can go to social media, and you can also go to patreon.com/TheMetalGamersPodcast, where you can pitch us a little bit of money and get some extra episodes. We might be doing some extra episodes soon. I want to do some spoiler cast again, so we're going to check those out. Okay. We're a little bit behind on D&D, but we're going to throw some extra shit at you. Promise. I'm going to throw some drawings on there real quick, because I think they're goofy and funny.
I think Mike just got attacked by his cat.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I saw
cat
him, like,
that he
rear
loved
back, that. And, like...
I hate that stupid goddamn recorder so much.
I finally went and listened to that Sleep Token album because people stopped talking about it for a hot fucking second. And I was like, all right, now's the time. It's pretty damn good, I gotta say. From front to back, good stuff. It has this one like little ballady song on there that
no way.
I actually don't care for. The song as a whole, pretty good, but it starts with this acoustic stuff that sounds like something I would write and be like, ew, no.
Don't come down to my level.
Yeah, don't do that. I expect better from you guys. You're anonymous and all, so I can't dox you.
Oh, Jesus.
I wish Josh was here so we could talk more about Tears of the Kingdom. However, he's not, so I'm going to talk about it myself.
Oh, yeah, that's out.
Been playing that some more. And it's still fun. I'm still having a good time. I feel like I'm in a part of the game where I'm still very much playing Breath of the Wild and not playing Tears of the Kingdom because I don't have like all the little knickknacks unlocked. I just have a handful of them. I'm slowly piecing some shit together. I've taken a few screenshots of me like shittily putting some air balloons half-assed on this plank and it floating up into the sky.
Being
and then
so
a fire catching one of the balloons on fire and it exploding and tumbling down to the earth and being like, well, that ain't right. But the shrines are still really fun. The puzzles are still incredibly fun. Like, a lot of it still, you know, feels like Breath of the Wild as far as the sounds and talking to people. Like, I'm at a part in my life where I feel like gaming should have voiceover. Like, after seeing this one very cool use of AI being used in World of Warcraft.
Where they voiced everything?
Had an AI mod. Yeah, an AI mod, like, went and voiced over all the fucking dialogue boxes for all the NPCs. And
cool.
I'm like, that's incredible. And I would 100% go back and play through all of Final Fantasy 14 again if everyone was just voiced and I could just listen to it instead of having to read a fucking book for every fucking person. Granted, I probably end up skipping a lot of it because, you know, nonsense. Yeah. But
ESO has entered the chat.
Yeah, ESO does a phenomenal job of that, which increases my immersion by like tenfold. And the fact that I'm in Tears of the Kingdom and I'm still just hearing, ah! And then having to read a fucking two fucking paragraphs, and it's usually shit I don't need to hear. Like, hey, if you're going up here, it's cold, and you should, like, deal with the cold. I'm like, I fucking know. You told me that in Tutorial Island. Like, why are you telling me about the cold now? I'm going to get over there. It's going to say I'm too cold, and I'm going to know that I need to do something about it. Can you shut the fuck up?
I just assume they don't do audio files because they just cannot fit all of that shit.
That might be the case. More than likely, that I assume that's what it is. To keep the game running smooth and everything, they can't jam every fucking audio file of people voice acting, everything. But there's a lot of voice acted cutscenes and stuff, God damn it, I just want it.
Yeah.
You know? The voice acting's good, I just want more of it. So.
Yeah, goddamn, dude. Like, that's the only thing that's, like, I just don't want to buy. I don't want to play the fucking game on the Switch, man. Like, I want to be able to change the controls around. I'd like it to run at 60, like, because I know that that's the standard. Like, we just shit. Redfall got shit all over because they were like, we're going to have to do 30. And then Tears of the Kingdom comes out and they're like, oh, thank God, it just runs.
It does work. I don't know. The 30 definitely doesn't bother me in that. Maybe it might be the art style. It just makes that shit work well.
Mm-hmm.
Something about 30 frames per second being cinematic and just working properly with that game. Where a Redfall is like, no, this is a PC game that shouldn't be jittery. Like,
fair, yeah.
I don't know what that is. What it's doing to my brain. But some games can do it. Some games can't. But I'm still having a blast with it. Finding new things to fuse to my weapons. The fusing is still very fun, and the depths is really neat. Dealing with like light and darkness, and like trying to like go around and figure out where the fuck shit is.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. It's cool. It's good stuff.
I keep wanting to buy it, but I can't justify $70 right now. But like we said on one of the previous episodes I was on, it's not like it's fucking going down in price.
Yeah.
Right.
Ever.
Yep. You'll be able to pay that $70 whenever you want.
Great.
Nintendo will be happy to take it.
They'll
from
be
you.
There for you. Yeah.
Speaking of which, I've got something about Nintendo for the news when we get there.
Okay. Cool. Write that down. But aside from that, I haven't been doing much else. Been playing some more guitar and a little bit of recorder practice. That's been pretty good.
Yeah, I can tell.
Going well. Yeah. Good stuff. What about you guys? You guys been up to anything video game wise?
I cannot put Stardew Valley down right now.
Yeah, I saw you were playing it earlier. Like, oh, I don't know if
I'll fucking
make 7:30.
Start it right now.
Okay.
Don't tempt that man.
To be fair, I paused it somewhere and then went to Harbor Freights, so I wasn't actually playing.
Yeah.
At least that's what I want you to believe.
Gonna go get you some farm tools.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It's time.
I feel the urge to farm right now.
Yeah. How's it been going in there?
It's great. Honestly, we've mentioned it several times from several different people on this podcast. If you have not played Stardew Valley and you are looking for something to relax and unwind to, this is the game. Just the constant drip. It feels good to farm. It feels good to explore the mines. It feels good to make money. Great game. Top tier. Can't wait for his next game. But that's all I've been doing because, you know, I obsess about one thing. Huh?
Been listening to anything cool?
Actually, yeah. Hang on. I've been listening to a couple things. I know. Crazy, right? One of them I shared to the Discord, actually. It was a tech death band that really caught my attention. What the fuck was it?
Richard Lindsay.
Yes.
Pull him up.
Carnassus, Visions of... Visions of Infinial. I can't even pronounce that, man. It's in the Discord.
Come on.
Try. You can do it.
Try.
You can do it.
I believe in you. Come on, buddy.
No, so I don't actually speak English. I've been faking this whole time just by mimicking some of the things I hear. When I encounter a new word, it just hurts.
I knew you were Google Translate.
Yeah, totally.
I'm getting a call from GameStop. Hold on a second.
Oh, this should be good. Put him on the podcast.
Why would GameStop be calling?
They're probably trying to call him about an application he had in there.
Nice. Thanks.
pick it up.
Pre-ordered something.
Yeah.
But
what did he pre-order?
What did you pre-order? What did you pre-order?
Street Fighter 6, ready to go next
round. Oh, nice, nice, nice.
That's
like,
also
oh, feel free to. They're like, feel free to trade in any. Oh, wait, you already paid it off.
Yep.
Like, God damn right I did. I'm picking that bitch up immediately.
I thought they were calling you about a job from an application you put in.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
they
my
needed
God.
A machinist for some reason. Someone to fix the label maker. I don't understand.
Thanks for fixing it. You're fired. Didn't we get a full day of pay? Another band I've been listening to a lot is ELO, I-H-L-O. Mm-hmm. It's Tesseract the sequel.
LMAFO.
Tesseract the sequel.
It's like it's cool. That joke that K-Mac made about like how he wants to be in Tesseract so fucking bad. It's basically a whole band of that.
All right, it's
great.
I'll listen to that.
Ooh,
yeah, I'll check that out. I love Tesseract.
They do a great job at mimicking the sound and kind of still adding their own twist to it. Yeah, I recommend that as well.
It's pretty good.
But music's bad and I'm tired of all of it. Leave me alone.
Oh shit.
I'm getting into it more, as it turns out.
Weird.
Yep.
That's it for me.
But
no.
What are you talking about? Micah, I couldn't help but notice that you're
standing at a desk.
Yeah, finally. Fucking finally. My Secret Lab Magnus desk finally showed up.
This guy's so poor he can't afford a chair, dumbass.
For our audio
There's
listeners, Micah doesn't have a chair.
I have a chair!
That's right.
Doesn't have a chair. He had to sell it. He came on some rough times.
You happy now? I'm in the fucking chair.
He looks so small. Oh, fucking King of the Castle.
Let me play! I want to play!
Audio listeners, love you to death.
I think we need to start doing video. Holy shit.
Yeah.
He's lowering his new standing desk at an alarmingly slow rate while he sits in the chair that he's proving to us he owns.
But yeah, desk finally came in. I really like it. Yeah. Unfortunately, it is all the cable management that they promised, but unfortunately, because I don't have the PC mount or the monitor mounts, there's still some cables hanging around that are still in sight, but once I'm able to actually order those and get those in, then it'll be pretty much a one cable setup, which is just the outlet cord from the desk.
Yeah. Just punch some holes in the wall and just feed them through.
Oh, there's that.
He's in an apartment, just do it. Yeah.
Yeah, aside from that, I beat Metro, the first Metro.
Nice.
2023?
Yeah.
How'd you feel about that ending?
Conflicted.
Right.
I wasn't exactly... Like, the whole time I'm playing the game, I'm like, where the fuck is this going? Like, how is this resolving? And then when it happened, I was... Like, the ending happened, I was like, I don't feel good about what I did. Like, I don't feel good about this at all. It kind of gave me Last of Us Part 2, like, morality vibes at the end, where I was like, yeah, I did that, but... I don't know if I want to do that again. So, I have not started the second one. Last Light. But I have been playing some other things. Like, I've been bouncing around between Hades and Vampire Survivors. And I picked up XCOM 2 again. Just
it's
really...
a good time.
Yeah, just really trying to scratch an itch that isn't here yet. Like, I'm really waiting for Diablo 4 to drop.
Yeah,
which,
that's next Tuesday or the Tuesday after next. Yeah.
So it's Friday if you paid the extra $20, you can get in on.
Oh,
you can get in on the first or second or something. Yeah.
Hate that shit.
Or so this Friday, this coming Friday as of recording.
Yeah.
But new Destiny 2 season came out. Just don't care. Just don't
really
give a shit. Yeah.
Did you guys see Lyle's video when he was talking about the final shape?
Yes.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
It's a fucking triangle. It's right there.
It's right there. Talking about the banner.
I think... So, have you guys seen the trailer for Bolt Gun? That Warhammer... Like,
oh, yeah.
Dude?
Yeah.
Is that Lionel Rath in the trailer? Because that guy sounds just like him.
Could be. I don't think so.
And that's Rahul Cooley, who voices the main character in Bolt Gun.
Who is it?
Oh, really?
Rahul Cooley.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know that name.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's really awesome. He's a huge Warhammer fan. He paints minis and shit all the time. Like,
nerd.
Yeah,
that game looks better than I expected it to be. Like, I was kind of burnt out on the Warhammer train for a second, and then like people were talking about Bolt Gun. And I was like, oh man, that looks pretty sick. Like Doom-like looking game. Just play a Space Marine, just go to town. I'm like, oh fuck yeah, that's great.
Little
yeah,
it's do 20 we know. Bucks. Little do we know that if you do anything for Warhammer officially, they just pay you in miniatures.
That's probably all most of them want anyway.
That's what you. Sure. Yeah, it would have just their paycheck would have just went to the miniatures. Let's be real. So they just cut out the middle.
Head. I'm not gonna trust. I'm not gonna trust you on this one.
Mike, the fact checker.
Yeah,
but, Mike, look that up.
Absolutely,
dude. The Warhammer community eats so well, dude. Like. They're they have their little showcase event going on, Skulls or whatever they call it. Like
Skullgirls.
Yeah,
Skullgirls. Yeah.
But like, dude, they announce so many fucking new games and new things like in the Warhammer universe constantly.
Yeah. Like, well, it's like, what is it? Like open domain or whatever the fuck it is, so anyone can just make Warhammer shit.
Oh, okay.
And they just like kind of check off the list like, yeah, we approve that. That's cool.
So they announced new content for Vermintide, which is wild. And then they've put out a thing, an update stuff for they put out an update for Darktide. And in this release, god damn it, the gavel. What is going on here? Audio listeners, this is a great little sight
yeah,
gag
I don't
for
know.
You.
We need to record these.
But yeah, man, like Darktide's finally getting a bunch of updates that should have been out there when the game launched, but I doubt it'll get me back. What are y'all doing?
Nothing. Well, I was just listening to you. What are you talking about?
Yeah, come on, man.
I'm just pondering this orb over here.
Don't ponder orbs when I'm talking.
Yeah, that's a little unfair to you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very distracting. Mike, what is that? This is the most off the rails this podcast has ever been.
No, it's not.
Possible.
That's not
it's
even
pretty wild.
Close to true.
Visually, for sure.
That's what I mean!
They don't know that. Yeah. I got this.
What the fuck?
What the fuck is...
It's Calcifer.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't expect it.
Fucking hell. I'm done. Just, move on.
Yeah.
What were you talking about?
I don't even know anymore. I played a bunch of shit. Nothing really new or important. Just kind of waiting for new stuff to come out. I'm waiting for Diablo 4. I'm waiting for Final Fantasy 16. I'm ready for some Alan Wake 2 in October.
Yeah. I listened to Kind of Funny talk about the Final Fantasy 16 stuff, which it sounds fucking amazing, and I'm really excited to play it. I have no idea what that game is really going to be because I haven't looked at it much, which is cool. Like, as far as I know, it's just like combat's awesome.
It's DMC Final Fantasy.
I'm in.
And the icons are like a big deal. I'm like, sick. I'm in. And it's violence, M-rated. So it's like, and they're like, it earns it. I'm like, that's good. That's cool. Very interested.
Can't wait for some M-rated Final Fantasy dialogue.
That apparently has a gay scene that got them banned in Saudi Arabia.
Nice.
Cool.
Gonna get banned in Florida soon.
Yeah, right? Jeez.
Also known as Saudi Arabia, too. Mike, what you been doing?
Crying.
I
have not played a single video game, but I've been listening to a lot of music. No, I've literally never played a video game in my life. I don't even know what this
is. Fuck, I'm gonna have to go back and edit some stuff.
You gotta go back and retcon a couple things.
I've been silent.
Beep.
We just Days of Future Past, Mike.
I've been listening to a lot of music, though. You and I started listening to a band on Alex Kelly's recommendation called From Joy. I don't know if you talked about that recently.
No, have not.
That band is fucking wild, and I absolutely love them, and I want everyone to go listen to it, and 70% of the people that are going to go listen to it are going to fucking hate it, but I still want you to listen to
it. It's all one word, From Joy, all lowercase.
Oh, is this that, like, Muzak?
It has that one song. It has that one song that is like kind of Muzak-y for a little bit.
Shit's good.
Yeah, you sent that to me on a random day, and you don't send me much that you don't fully think that I'm going to enjoy. And so I usually take your recommendations to heart. And I went through that album probably like three or four times that day,
Jeez.
Trying to
digest it.
It's
more
a
than anything.
You don't eat
it's
it.
A lot. It's yeah. a lot.
It's fucking good though. It like hits all the notes for me for like music that I really really love. It's kind of genre bends a lot into every corner of what I like. Other than that, I've been listening. I went back and started listening to, because I forgot that it released, of Sulfur, OV Sulfur, released their like debut album, which is Ricky Hoover, who's like ex-Suffocate vocalist. It's like his new tech death band. That band is absolutely fucking incredible. If you like death metal at all, that's the shit. Like, that's,
no.
It's super A tier. Actually, Joe, I think you'd love the fuck out of it.
Yeah, actually, shoot that to me. Dude, Tech Death and Mellow Death have my heart right now.
Yeah, man. Genuinely.
Which is funny, because I've told you this in the past, Mike, but, like, me, I would say, at the height of, like, my power and, like, prog face... could not
at the height of his power.
The height of my power. Long may he reign at the height of his power.
Still reigning.
That was a good
still
sentence.
Raining.
That was a good sentence.
The height of my power.
But I couldn't stand like Tech Death back in the day.
So interesting.
Yeah, me neither. I think it was Alex Kelly's fault for sure.
No, it has nothing to do with him. I don't even know who that guy is.
For me, it was for sure. He knows what he did.
They can't even spell of correctly. Come on, man. OV, it's OF, dumbasses.
Dude, it's so funny. Like, they make fun of that shit so much that, like, literally any time the word of is used in anything media-wise for them, even if it's, like, a biography for the band, they replaced every of with OV instead. And they make it's to make fun of, like, the whole, like, of thing that
yeah.
is, like,
yeah.
latent in fucking in death metal. While like the band name was taken seriously, everything after that is just them making fun of death metal. And the vocalist is absolutely incredible, and in the last few years has learned how to sing, and has learned how to sing very well. And it really changes it up in a way that just really tickles the brain. It's good shit.
I love that.
You made me think of something. You made me think of something you showed me the other day. Speaking of vocalists learning how to do something.
Oh yeah.
He showed me a video the other day of Haken playing The Architect, and in the middle where that screaming section is, which was originally done by Einar of Leprous, the vocalist for Haken screamed that. And I guess in passing, he's like, yeah, I've been working on it. I've been practicing it. So are we about to get the next leap in Haken?
Not only that, but he started changing some singing parts into screaming parts to like... to emphasize a transition in the song, and the part that I showed him was like him changing something from a part that he normally sings into something he normally screams,
right.
And it went fucking hard. Like, it made me wish that like that's what the song normally was, because it was so fucking ridiculously good.
I don't know if we even talked about Haken's Flora too much, or Fauna, but I'm still very hooked on that album
as
well.
It's so good.
They're doing it.
Yeah, and then The Ocean also dropped their new album, and it's fucking fantastic.
Right.
I like.
Oh, really?
I really enjoy it. The singles,
yeah, I haven't listened to it yet.
I wasn't super into the singles, but the album together as a whole is really fucking good.
Cool. Fuck yeah.
And then Sleep Token's new album, which was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Music
too
good.
Popular. Then you calm down.
But that's about it.
Wow.
And now, it's time for the news. Yeah! For today's news...
You can't... I don't...
I hope he just puts drums behind it and puts those in the episode.
We'll see. I'm driving, so...
Who fucking gave him the keys? Oh, my God.
Did y'all listen to last week's episode? It's got some Easter eggs in
there. No, I don't listen to our podcast.
I know you don't. Yeah.
It was actually kind of awesome to listen to an episode that I didn't do.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like, I actually was like, oh, I get to listen to the podcast just as a person.
Yeah. Instead of a giant squid. Anyways, for our first piece of news...
Oh, what? No, he's a giant squid!
What's going on with Nintendo, Joe?
Nintendo has filed a DMCA against Valve. The reason...
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah. For a legitimate reason, kind of.
The reason being is Valve is now hosting the Dolphin emulator through Steam.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's kind of one of those weird gray areas, how in some states, like, weed is illegal, but you can go to a head shop and buy a bong.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting.
It's not illegal until you use it for something illegal. I think the same can be applied for emulators. Dolphin is in theory, used to play games or ROMs you already own, quote-unquote. but Nintendo's citing it as unlawful to host it.
Hmm.
So
it's kind of fair, I guess.
It's like a recent development. A lot of it hasn't really come to fruition yet, so yeah. I'll be watching that closely.
Let's say of all the things for Nintendo to go after, that's like...
it's a little more legitimate.
Legit, yeah. Rather than like, someone's making a better Metroid than me. Mm-mm.
Yeah, and I want to argue against it to be like, well, you're not giving people access to play these fucking old games. You're not making it easy for people to play those games if they don't have that old-ass fucking console. But at the same time, that, like, yeah, that genuinely is an illegal thing that is happening, and it is affecting them in the long run. So I understand why they're doing it.
Yeah.
But fuck Nintendo anyway. Fuck them.
It's like them hitting people on YouTube or Twitch for streaming Breath of the Wild before Tears of the Kingdom came out and be like, no, you can't be streaming Tears of the... Oh, wait, that was Breath of the Wild. Fuck.
Yep. Mm. Can't even tell themselves.
You did it.
You're playing a Zelda? I don't fucking think so. Not on my watch.
They just don't seem very consumer-friendly at the end of the day. Like, they're just not, like, hitting...
They're consumer-friendly if you're willing to shell out the fucking bucks to buy all their goddamn shit.
But not even.
Even if you did that
yeah.
and tried to stream it,
yeah.
you're going to be
oh,
like,
what's that? Streaming Persona? Not on our watch. Yeah. Like,
I'm sorry, dude.
Fucker.
Did you make some content on YouTube showing off how fun this game is? Well, that's a DMCA strike. Fuck you.
Not only that, but a game from 5 years ago. Like, it's not even a new game.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, they can't tell the difference, though, apparently. I think Nintendo DMCA'd, like, one of their own official Nintendo's.
What?
Yeah, one of their own official, like, YouTube channels for just showing, like, the trailer for Tears of the Kingdom, and they're like, nope, can't. Ah, fuck! We did it again! We bit our own ass!
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
What is wrong with them, man?
Yeah, it's just wild. They're just hyper-protective of their IP, which I understand, but goddamn, just fucking let loose the reins a little bit.
It's old blood, tone-deaf Japanese suits, man. They're shitty for different reasons, as the same as, like, old blood American suits are. It's, old people suck. There, I said it.
Oh, hot take, everybody.
You can't cancel me, I cancel me.
Speaking of canceling themselves, the newest, hottest game that everyone absolutely wanted has hit the market, and everyone can't stop praising Lord of the Rings Gollum.
There it is. I was like, I don't know where this is going.
The newest low has been achieved.
They came out and made a public apology. This is like the third or fourth major company this year that's come out and apologized.
So,
we're sorry.
I'm convinced it's become money laundering.
We've talked about this game like 2-3 years ago, post an E3 presentation where we all unanimously said, that game looks like shit.
Yeah.
Who wants then they delayed
it. The idea is shit.
And then they delayed it for 2 years to polish it, and it's still a piece of shit. And then it's the worst rated and reviewed game this year, which is crazy because Redfall's a fucking thing.
Yeah.
And then they just announced they have another game for the Lord of the Rings IP that they're putting out that they're in development for currently as well.
Don't.
So, yeah.
Cut your losses. Like, they put out Shadow of Mordor and Shadow of War, and people love those games. Yeah. I don't know why they were like, hey, let's rip out the combat, let's rip out the nemesis system, let's play as a character that can literally do nothing but run and hide, and we're going to make a whole game out of it. I know but Warner Brothers owns it. Like, they gave the rights away to have this game made for a character that while like people like the character, like, dude, nobody wants to fucking play as Gollum. Like,
no,
nobody cares. Like,
no, about that character.
Nobody wants to play
that. As soon as you drop the premise, like imagine just like working at a fucking conference table. Dude. Hey, we need an idea for a Lord of the Rings game. What if we did Gollum? No, you're fired. Next fucking idea. Like, let's move on. That's ridiculous. No one wants it. No one needs it.
Like, this is what happens when you let Andy Serkis take control of some things that he probably just shouldn't. Like, he made the
Serkis had anything to do with this, did he?
I'm sure he did the mocap and stuff for it. He does, like...
No, he did not.
Oh, he didn't? Oh, well, that's a surprise, because, like, that guy tries
apparently he leaps like a fucking frog in this game, and everyone's like, did anyone know that Gollum leaps like a frog? And they're like, well, I guess they never showed that, so they just had to figure out how he jumps. And this is how he wanted to do it.
You clearly know nothing about the lore. Come on, man. It's right there.
Go
the
listen,
source material.
It's on one of the Kind of Funny Games dailies. I can't remember which one because it's not even the headline. But it's their first like 1 out of 5 reviews where they basically did a bet for one of their guys to beat the game. He's like, I bet you can't beat it. And they're like, 11 hours of this. I could have been playing Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah.
I play this goddamn fucking game. They're like, does he say precious? And he's like, he says precious all the time. He says precious constantly. He doesn't even have the fucking ring. Why is he saying it? It's precious, precious, precious. Fuck.
Oh my god, dude.
God, it's like another like Fast and the Furious crossroads problem we got going on here.
There was a on Reddit this morning, I saw a video of from South Park with the executive of a company going, I'm sorry, like it's that joke, and he's like doing all the different, but it was like all of the apologies from just this year that have come out from big studios, and it's like, damn, dude, everyone has had to drop an apology this year.
I think it's funny how things have been going, because we've been getting some of like top tier banger games, and we got some banger games coming, and then we're getting like some of the lowest tier bullshit games at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, I bet like Forspoken was like, oh fuck, oh no, we fucked up. And then Redfall came out, and they're like, oh thank god. And then Redfall's like, oh no, we fucked up. And then Gollum came out, they're like, oh okay, we don't gotta worry so bad. We don't gotta beat ourselves up too much.
God, outrunning the proverbial bear.
Jedi Survivor had to come out. That team had to come out with an apology. Like,
yeah,
just
but
Last
at least
of
they
Us
had a good game on their hands. They had to fix it, but at least it wasn't like it wasn't a dog shit game in its core. You know?
Yeah, good point.
So
it's becoming the new norm, man.
Yes and no. Like I said, we got banger games coming out. I'm pretty confident in most of these. Granted, who fucking knows? Yeah. Starfield? I don't know. Anyways, for our next piece of news and most exciting piece of news, kind of, PlayStation had their PlayStation Showcase for 2023. It's been 2 years since PlayStation's had a showcase. And boy, oh boy, did it happen.
Yep, and that's about it.
It was pretty good. There's a handful of things that I walked away with going, oh, that's exciting, that's cool. I expected a little bit more, but granted, they've come out with Horizon recently. They come out with God of War Ragnarok recently. I'd like to hear about a little bit more of their first-party IPs.
Yeah.
But they are kind of conservative about that stuff, and they do like to announce that stuff like a few months ahead of time before they actually drop the thing, so I appreciate that too. Like, don't just drop me a fucking title screen and then tell me, oh, 4 years later you're gonna get the game, maybe, if we don't delay it or cancel it.
Like, so, Bungie's new IP, Concord.
Was that Bungie?
Yeah,
doing that?
Mm-hmm. Pretty sure.
Mm-hmm. Bungie's new IP is Marathon.
Well, they had other things in the work, too, because they had a dedicated PvP game, which was
Marathon.
No, that's
Firewalk Studios.
That's Firewalk, okay. Yeah. Firewalk was supposed to have something else, but yeah.
But, yeah. To kick it off, like, I was excited. I was very, very fucking sick that day, so apologies for us not doing Twitch stuff. We got some personal stuff going on, and I was sick, so didn't do no Ninja Gaiden. But I did sit and chill out on my couch and watch this, and me and Micah went back and forth, as we usually do, about ripping this up a little bit.
Yep.
They started off with Fair Games, which kind of looked like a Payday-style thing that really didn't hit me in any way. I don't know if you guys remember looking at this. But
yeah, there wasn't much going on for that.
So, I thought it was going to be like Payday 3 or something, but it ended up just being like, oh, it's a PvEvP kind of game where it's like team-based robberies,
just like that other know. There's another game out that's coming out from the Battlefield devs that's the same thing, but it's just more destructible environments. Like, The thing I didn't like about this showcase is that I forgot that Sony said that they were going to put 60% of their resources into games as a service.
Yeah.
And
as much as I don't like that, a lot of that stuff is also stuff that they're currently doing, like MLB The Show is a games as a service, Gran Turismo is a games as a service, and I know they're going to try to step into this thing. There's a few of these games on this list that will hit that
are going to go away immediately.
I can see them being like, oh, I can see them pulling the plug on this one.
I can see the official PR statement already.
Yeah. So I agree with you on that. Like, I don't want them to go down this road because so many companies have gone down the, oh, games as a service road. And it's like, is Destiny included in that?
Yeah.
Like, now that they own Bungie, like, which is good because that's a great game. That's one of the games as a service that works.
But that's the thing is, like, there's only so much oxygen in the room.
Yeah.
And, like, Foam Stars isn't going to do it. This first game that they showed isn't going to do it. If you're not Foam Destiny Stars
from Square Enix, Square Enix has to, they have to put out a banger of a game every year, and they have to put out the shittiest game they can possibly imagine at the same time. Why?
It's the duality of Square Enix.
It's basically they're trying to make, like, an adult, quote-unquote adult version of, what is it?
Splatoon.
Yeah. It's fucking... It looks dumb as fuck.
It looks dumb as fuck, man.
It looks dumb as fuck.
Like, I just don't... Like, when I think PlayStation, I don't think my games as a service console. I think really big, AAA, awesome stories, you know, great gameplay, like, amazing graphics and stuff, but, like, a lot of what they showed, I was like, I am not your target audience for this. Yeah. Like, I do not have a PS5 console because I gotta play...
As soon as Foam Stars kicked off, like, I was immediately turned off. Like, look at this goofy city. Look at these goofy characters with their guns. Like, get ready. I'm like, I don't want to.
I can see
you looking at it, too. I was like, I have anti-foam stuff at work. I would just go in there and ruin y'all's day.
I cannot.
No.
Like, I get it, man. Like, I get all the games that are trying to be games of service. I can see their battle pass. I can see their cosmetics. I can see their storefront, like, in the game. Like, I can just see it all. And it's
Foam
like,
Stars will be, the servers will be cut in 2 weeks, and all of your purchases will not be refunded, but all the microtransactions will be free, and your cosmetics will carry on. So, enjoy Foam Stars while it lasts.
And that is one thing that I don't think people are thinking about is, dude, like, your account can get hacked. Your Sony account can get hacked. People can buy games on your account, and when you dispute it, they can be like, all right, this is the one time we're going to give you a refund. That's it. And it's like, but I got hacked. And they're like, sorry. Like, that happened to me. And like, I can see it now, dude. Some kids accidentally buy something through the Sony, like, stuff for these games, and Sony's going to be like, tough shit, dude. Like, that's ours now.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry,
like,
but
yeah, they don't give a fuck, man. You buy something through their console or through their store, that is theirs now. Like,
let's get into some of these other ones. Helldivers 2.
Fuck yeah.
Not a game I expected to see again. Loved the first Helldivers.
Love Helldivers.
I was absolutely addicted to it. I love the friendly fire. I love the Starship Troopers, like, propaganda. Like, we gotta go down there and murder for our country. Like,
that trailer started hilariously.
Let's do the thing. I love, like, pulling up the thing and typing in, like, specific codes to, like, call down specific, like, pieces of gear that you could use for different situations. I'm like, and now it's, like, a beautiful third-person over-the-shoulder style game, and I'm all about it. It's supposed to be coming out on PS5 and PC this year.
Fuck yeah.
Man, I'm on board. Let's go. Helldivers 2.
Dude, the trailer for that game was so... It starts out... Like, I thought it was an advertisement for the Starship Troopers game.
Yeah,
because,
I did too.
Because the way it starts out, the family starts getting eaten by the bug, and he goes, sweet liberty!
it's much Starship Troopers on the nose, and now that there's a Starship Troopers game out there, it's like, oh, is this, are they bringing it to consoles? Oh no, it's fucking Helldivers.
Yeah.
I'm on board, either way. Immortals of Avium, which is that EA original magic first-person shooter game.
Oof. This did not show well.
Yeah, I'm not super into it.
Yeah.
It looks like it could be for somebody, but as a person who loves Magic and being a Magic user in almost any video game...
Nerd.
It doesn't look for me. Doesn't look like it's for me. Like, when you take Magic and literally turn it into a gun, I'm suddenly not interested, you know?
That game looked...
Turns out, it's just a first-person shooter again.
That is a $70... Cigarette? That is a $70 game that for sure should be $40 at release.
Oh, is that a $70 game?
Oh, I'm sure. It's EA. It's that game looks like it should be $40. Like, it has, even though it looks really good, it just has this vibe of double A. Like, should not be full priced.
Coming out July 20th, so I guess enjoy that. It's been announced before, so I feel like a lot of these trailers are like, oh, this has been announced before and it's already coming out.
And most of these games that are coming out are coming out on Xbox.
Coming out soon. 505 Games came out with Ghost Runner 2 arriving in 2023.
Hell yeah.
Like indie sick. Movement shooter. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. The first Ghost Runner is very cool. I played like a second of it, but I could absolutely
that game
see
blew
the
up when
it
came
it.
Out.
The one thing about the trailer I didn't like is that he was on a motorcycle
going
and then
down.
Like grapple hooked himself down
yeah.
driving a motorcycle down a wall. And
yeah,
like, that would work. That's not how
it
that
doesn't.
Works.
It could be magnets, Kyle. How do they work?
It could. Like, just explain it to me.
Hey, shut the fuck know. Up. Motorcycle on the wall. Cool.
Yeah. If you're going,
shut up,
shut
Kyle.
Up. Shut up.
Yeah.
Enjoy it, guy.
Phantom Blade Zero.
I have a lot of opinions about this. This game, the camera is so fucking close to the character that it's hard to tell what's going on. And there are so many animations that the character is doing that it kind of tells me that it's like context input style game. So basically, right. it kind of plays itself in a way
yeah.
that like some like early Xbox One generation games did. I'm just like, it turned me off. It's spectacle. It looked kind of cool, but like, I don't think this is going to be a game that like any of us would really enjoy, unfortunately. Apparently,
yeah, I agree with you on that.
Apparently, that this is a franchise that's been around for a while now, and it's mostly on mobile. And
yeah,
this is the team's first time into a console-like space. That's why, Mike, I think your assessment of the game is probably spot fucking on, because they talk about how like they try to, you know, maintain the kind of bombastic movements that you see in the trailer, and I in my head I'm like, dude, I almost need there to be a controller thing that highlights what buttons are being pressed while I'm watching this trailer, because like, how the fuck does some of that work? Like, that's
all contextual inputs.
Yeah, it's got
to remind me of Metal Gear Rising a little bit with like the level of intensity and animations and stuff. But like you said, like, am I gonna be like pressing a button and you're gonna be doing all those hits?
Am I hitting L1 for all those deflects? Like, that's wild.
Yeah, like, because. And I like the art style, like the realistic, like, you know, very pretty. Aside from the fact, like, the anime faces always kind of like throw me through a loop. I'm like, it's so close,
yeah.
but it's just not quite gritty enough to make it feel like anything entirely original.
Yeah. It's gritty until you zoom in on the pretty boy face and you're like, okay,
yeah.
what the fuck
you're
is
like,
this?
What the fuck? You have 66 days to live.
Yeah, that being the tag, I'm like, okay. I don't know. Very mobile game-esque to me. I'm not sure. We'll see. I agree with you, though. Let's see what we got next. Sword of the Sea.
Oh,
which
the
looks pretty cool.
Yeah, from the people who made Journey and Abzu and stuff.
Sure looks
and
like another Journey.
Looks great.
It does,
looks fun.
It looks fun. Like, you make a skateboarding game in any other context that's not actually skateboarding, and I'm kind of on board. That sounds like fun. Kind of like that other one that's coming out where you're like made of glass. And
yeah, that demon.
And all
yeah,
that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I'm excited for these games. Like, this one seems really cool. Looks like you're sand surfing on a sword through a desert and like summoning the sea through it. The art style looks really cool.
Dude, I bet that game on an ultra wide monitor is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Do a kickflip.
So it'll be a fun time.
Do a kickflip. There's a half pipe in their fucking trailer.
Doctors hate this one trip. Yeah, the half pipe kind of threw me, honestly. They showed the half pipe. I'm like, yeah. That's,
yeah, it checks out. All right.
I guess. It's not a full pipe. The Talos Principle 2. I never played the first one.
Yeah, people
not
loved
sure
it, though.
That's all about. Yeah. I heard it was like The Witness, but significantly better when it actually comes to like a philosophical storyline that they're trying to tell.
They
so,
have cats.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks pretty cool. Let's see. The developers of Gris, depending on how you want to pronounce that, announced Neva, which is that.
Yeah.
Oh, we're gonna make you sad with
yeah,
this trailer.
Yeah.
Game
with the
here's a wolf with horns and
antlers
dead
yeah.
now, and here's his puppy, and I'm like, oh, that's
never gonna
upsetting.
Play
Thanks.
It.
Well, they got to depower you somehow.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know. Gree seemed like a game that wasn't really for me, so I didn't really go on that one. Cat Quest, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Dude,
I got mad when they showed me that. I'm not
buddy, I'll be honest with you. I thought for a second, I was like, yo, did a fucking ad start playing on my goddamn video?
Like, yeah. Yeah, it seemed very much like a YouTube ad almost. Like, sure, maybe they pay for a spot. Maybe Sony has a thing with, I don't know. I don't want to play that.
Yeah.
The Plucky Squire. Devolver Digital is shown that one before. I'm pretty interested in it because it actually seems very cool. Like 2D, pop out into 3D and do some puzzle mechanics and stuff like that. Check it out if you want. Teardown is coming to PlayStation. Awesome. Thanks for showing me that for a solid however fucking long. And then we got a trailer where there was an ant and the ant got eaten by a bird and then the bird got eaten by another thing. I can't remember what it was. And then that thing got eaten by a snake and then the snake got eaten by a gator. And I was like, yeah, this is a pretty cool snake you got there. And then it kept zooming in the swampy bayou of wherever the fuck that might be. And then you saw another snake.
Snake eater!
Snake eater. So it turns out we are getting ourselves Metal Gear Solid Delta Snake Eater. Coming to PlayStation 5, Xbox Series, and the PC. When's that coming out? We don't know.
I could not believe that this rumor was true. Like,
yeah, it's kind of nuts.
After so many incorrect rumors about so many like Metal Gear remakes in general, and I'm the guy in the back going, yeah, what the fuck ever, I'll believe it when I see it. Well, I've seen it. And now I believe it.
Yeah, the proof's in the pudding, and the pudding is here.
Proof is in the swamp. Snake. I'm actually like dumb stoked about that. Well,
how do you
we'll
guys
see when
feel
we see
about
some
it? Gameplay. Yeah. How do you guys we'll feel see. About it with Kojima not at the helm?
I'm very on the fence.
Don't
about
believe
my hype
in
level.
Konami. So we'll see.
Yeah, the fact that we don't know exactly who is developing this game.
Virtuous Studios.
Like
he's already done his research.
Or is that rumored?
It's not
so
rumored.
Far,
it's...
everything's been rumored.
Hold on.
Mike, look that up. You're the fact checker.
To know.
No, I'm good.
I'm fact checking today. Let's see.
Since when have I been the fact checker?
Because Virtuous Studios, they actually, so a lot of people were like, hey, did like their trailer was almost very similar to Fable's announcement trailer. And turns out Virtuous Studios also did the announcement CGI trailer for Fable. But they're also, go ahead.
No, sorry. They also announced like a Metal Gear Solid Master Collection Volume 1 alongside of this as well, which I thought was interesting. Which it says it includes the first three installments in the series, but Snake Eater is one of them. So what the fuck does that mean? Are they releasing a remaster of Snake Eater as well as a remake of Snake Eater?
None of those games are remakes. They're the final editions of all of those games from whatever their last platform was. So it's like, They're not like HD up-reses or anything. They're just they're just the games being able to be played on a PS5.
Gotcha. Okay.
What a lot of so when I found out that there was like the remake collection Volume 1, and I'm like, okay, well Volume 2 clearly has to have Metal Gear Solid 4. And then dude, when I started reading through like all the hurdles they would have to jump through to get Metal Gear Solid 4 to like be a part of this collection, it's like, dude, that's a lot, man. Licensing, reworking things, product placements, like just all of this kind of crazy shit. The infrastructure of the PS3 too, I guess, is always a big hurdle.
Yeah.
Another rumor came out right after this announcement was that they're just going to remake Metal Gear Solid 4 because it would be easier to remake the game than it would be to remaster it because of the PS3's terrible architecture.
Yeah.
So based on the statement, it appears that the video game is being co-developed by Konami's internal development team, as well as Virtuous.
Yeah, they're assisting on it, it looks like.
No, I still don't believe it.
But
I don't know. They're being like they're being weird about it.
Oh, Konami being weird, strange. Never seen
that
before.
That's what makes me like so on the fence about being hyped about it. Because like, who are they going to get to voice act Metal Gear Solid 3?
I would assume David Hayter.
Hopefully. Are they going to be able to get all these fucking people back to do these fucking roles?
Was it David?
Or are they just
going to
use
Konami,
the original fucking takes?
Konami didn't have an issue with David Hayter. Kojima did. Kojima didn't want to use him.
Yeah, which was strange.
It's not Konami. Like, again, I'm not defending Konami. The only reason I have confidence in this is because I am hoping Konami has been looking at Capcom and been like, dude, if we just remake beloved games and actually try, we'll just rake in money. Like, not that they don't rake in money already with their pachinko machines and shit. So it's like,
yeah.
I can't imagine they're getting back into the space just cause. Like, I assume they're doing it because they see a big profit on the horizon, and I'm hoping that they're like, oh, we'll just give it to these people who just like the game. Like, I don't know if you really need a director. You're gonna change some things, you're gonna bring it up to date in terms of like a couple little things. Like, dude, honestly, don't change the dialogue. Don't change the characters. Yeah. Don't change any of that stuff. Like, that's why I like it.
I want to be hopeful, but the fact that Konami has been like on the back burner for such a long time, their last thing was Metal Gear Survive.
Yep.
And they've now announced Silent Hill 2 remake and Metal Gear Solid 3 remake. And it's like, all right, guys. Yep. Like, so far, most remakes have been pretty fucking good. A labor of love.
Yep.
Hopefully you guys love these games more than you love money. That's all that really matters here.
You fools.
I mean, but Kyle's not wrong, because it is the mentality of,
right,
we just should make a bunch of money and do this. And it's like, well, then it will fail. You'll be lambasted and good luck. But like, I'm hoping, God, I'm hoping beyond hope, dude. Because they also named it Metal Gear Solid 3 Delta, which is also a weird thing. Because I was like, oh, is this their way of doing like Metal Gear Solid?
Metal Gear Solid Delta.
Yeah, I'm hoping, like, in my heart of hearts, what I'm hoping for is we're going to get Metal Gear Solid Delta, Metal Gear Solid 1, Metal Gear Solid 2, Metal Gear Solid 4. That's the story.
Yeah.
There. Yeah. We're done. Like,
yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Like, 1 through 4, and you get the whole thing. It's all remade. You can play it. Like, that would be my hope, but, like, I am going to buy the Master Collection.
It'd be a cool thing if they figured out a way to, like, do a remake of the NES games.
Yeah. Oh, they could. That's the thing is, hey, man, if this does well, remake Metal Gear. And like the other one from NES, like, why not? Like, those are stories that need to be told. Yeah. Like, how do we
apparently
get
those games are also going to be available in this collection, the Volume 1 collection. Pretty cool.
Yeah, Volume 2, from what I've seen in rumors, is hopefully 4, Peace Walker, and
Ghost Babel.
That one. No. There was some other, was Peace Walker the PSP one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, it's so good. I think 4 and Peace Walker, maybe another one, but
Ghost Babel. Give it to me.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. I really want to go through Metal Gear Solid 1 and 2, especially just on the PS5 on my couch. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, they're all fucking amazing. So, I'm into it. Let's see. Moving on from that, they decided to show us, hey, we're PlayStation and we can make a Breath of the Wild watch. And they are like, here's Towers of Agazba, which is very forgettable. If you watched it, you probably forgot. Dude's definitely got a glider and he's definitely floating around stuff. I don't know.
This is the most blatant look at us over here. We have Zelda at home shit. Beautiful looking game. Like, beautiful looking game. The second that little dude jumped off a cliff and popped out a glider, I was like, get fucked, guys.
Yeah.
Like, get fucked.
Yeah.
He lands on the flying creature. I'm like, that's cool, but get fucked. Like, you guys are so behind.
That's pretty, but.
Yeah. But. There's no way it looks like that when it comes out. Get fucked. Like.
Yeah. Final Fantasy 16 showed too long of a trailer.
Dude,
I don't want to see it. I literally like.
I
went,
almost wanted to get my money back
brain
for my
dead
pre-order.
When I saw that.
I almost want my money back because I'm like, I've seen it all. Like, you've shown me this whole fucking game at this point. Like, I don't need to see any more
trailer.
That trailer
was.
It was
I'm
so
surprised
long.
They weren't like Final Fantasy 16. Remember? I'm like, yeah,
yeah. I zoned out too.
They were like, oh, here's a whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
I literally turned off the stream because I was like, I don't want
to
see it anymore.
You did, did yourself a favor.
I'll bottom by myself for half a sec.
Here, I'll join you. I'll come help.
Of course you will. I knew you'd say some shit.
I got a pick set at Harbor Freight. It's good. We're good.
Nice. Alan Wake 2 got an October 17th release date.
Fuck!
Which is pretty cool.
Yes!
The weirdest thing about this is that it is a digital-only release.
$50, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
This game is not going to be coming out physical.
Somebody reached, a publishing company reached out and said, hey, we'll fund it for you to have a physical release.
I wonder if they're going to take it or not.
Wouldn't be surprised if at some point they were like, oh, here's a limited release. Like, I feel like that's going to be the future of video games at some point, where physical releases are going to turn into limited release runs rather than full-on production. Because it's more cost-effective, and people, more likely than not, are going to be just playing digital games in the future. Like, the fact that we have digital consoles now on this generation of consoles and absolutely do not need disc drives, or could be sold a disc drive separately that attaches to your fucking console, I wouldn't be surprised if the next generation of consoles is just like, yeah, we're just not going to do it at all.
Yeah, I have a disc version of a PS5, and I have only put one disc in it, and that was because it just came with Miles Morales. Like,
and it won't come out!
Get out of there with your webs!
Goddamn Spider-Man.
Assassin's Creed Mirage coming out October 12th, and
it sure is.
Fuck. It sure is Assassin's Creed.
Man, did that trailer not make me excited at all.
Well, because you played that game already.
It's a tired concept.
Yeah,
I was like, that's Assassin's Creed. They could never do an Assassin's Creed 1 remake.
No, they won't. They will never.
They'd be like, no, it's just this.
We got to remember. So this Assassin's Creed Mirage started as DLC for Valhalla. Yeah. And then they were like, you know what? We have the same game on our hands that we always have. Let's make it a whole ass game. Like, we're gonna bring down the scope. Which, you're getting too bloated. And then we're gonna set Basim in this location and locale that you all love. It's like, oh, so you're remaking Assassin's Creed 1? And they're like, no, it's a different game. It's a different character. It's like, yeah, but it's Assassin's Creed 1. It's like, looks like Assassin's Creed 1. You're bringing back some of the mechanics from Assassin's Creed 1. They're like, no, it's not a remake of Assassin's Creed 1. It's like, definitely looks like it a remake of 1.
It really does. Like, the atmosphere, the hidden blade, even the costume. Yeah. And then, like, slow motion showing him, like, grabbing a pot and swinging around a corner. I'm like, I've been doing that since 2. What the fuck are you talking about? Ooh, look at him. He's going to grab a rope and he's going to go up the building. Whoa!
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
I can't
believe he's creating an assassin in the same game.
I can't wait till, like, 5 years from now when they make another one and they're like, look, ship combat. It's like, put out Skull and Bones, you fucking cowards!
No! Taxes, I guess. I don't know.
Write-offs!
We'll see. Fucking Revenant Hill.
I can't believe Skull and Bones still isn't out. That game is
a fucking
disaster. If you
don't know
what it
is, you can move past it.
It's the one with the cat. It's got a cat in it. The cat looks fun. It's from the makers of Night in the Woods. So that looks cool. We'll check that out.
Yeah.
Grand Blue Fantasy Relink.
Next.
That's a fighting game, but this one's not.
Yeah,
I guess they've been working on this game forever. We say next, but Double Tier is going to get real fucking pissed that we
No surprise there.
Grand Blue is actually a game with a lot of history, and it's been primarily a fighting game for a long time, and this is like a turn-based action RPG instead.
Yeah, never heard of it. Next.
I just think that it's funny that, like, we're in the Discord being like, this is kind of a mid, you know.
In comes Double Terry through the fucking wall like the Kool-Aid man.
Oh, Grand Blue looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, all right, Detroit hardcore boy with your fucking weeaboo fucking shit. God damn.
Two sides of the same man.
God damn it, dude. He's so
two
funny.
Two sides of the same Terry. Street Fighter 6.
Why? Why are you showing me this? It comes out in less than a week.
Yep.
Dope trailer.
Looks good.
Oh, thank you.
Thought about downloading the demo. I did not.
Ultros. That's a game, and it's definitely a man from Final Fantasy, but it's also an acid trip of a 2D side-scrolling game.
Dude.
Go watch the trailer for that.
That game has the art design of, like, what happens when you let the Rick and Morty designers off the chain and give them acid. Like,
yeah.
I will not play that game, but I will watch somebody play that fucking game. Looks
this
wild.
Smoothie is made of hallucinogens. Drink it and make a game. There you go. It looks interesting, I'll say that. Tower of Fantasy. That doesn't sound like you're ripping off anything.
Huh.
fuck off. That's all I have to say.
Damn. You just got right
sick
to the
of
point
this
on
anime
that one.
Shit, man. Fucking anime. Oh, it's anime. I get it. Even Final Fantasy's moved on, man. I don't even think they ever hit that, really. It's like anime adjacent.
I didn't. Sorry, kind of going backwards real quick. There's actually screenshots for the remake of, or for the Metal Gear Solid Delta.
What?
There's like four screenshots showing off some environment, the bridge, like a gator and stuff. And I was like, oh, that looks really fucking good. So, the bridge. Anyway, yeah, sorry.
I'll have to look that up. No problem. And something that finally made my heart go, Capcom. Every time I see Capcom, I know I'm going to have a good time.
Okay, so this was kind of interesting because I had this the stream on while I was at work. And Joe just happened to walk into my office as soon as I was like, Capcom, Joe, come here.
Oh,
and we watched it together.
I've never been so bricked up.
Honestly, for a second, I thought it was going to be Monster Hunter Worlds 2. Just because, like, the environment and everything. Yeah. And, like, I was like, oh, it's going to be Monster Hunter. No, it's Dragon's Dogma 2. Even though they've told me already, I forgot.
I can't believe they're already showing this much of this game. So this game's actually been in development a lot longer than we thought.
Yeah. I was shocked by gameplay footage. I was like, oh, fuck. I thought we'd get, like,
gameplay footage.
A story trailer setting up, like, some stuff and some characters. But, like... That fucking gameplay looked real goddamn good, which is just, it looks like Dragon's Dogma again, but prettier and more. Yeah, and that's awesome.
It's more. It looks
like that's what I want.
It looks like the Dragon's Dogma that they wanted to release initially. Because Dragon's Dogma was a game they had this giant concept for, including.
Pretty underfunded.
And it was really underfunded because they didn't really want to take a chance on this new IP. That new IP happens to be one of their highest selling games of all time for Capcom. It just kind of was like a sleeper hit. It went crazy, and then Dark Arisen was like one of their highest selling games on Steam for a fucking year.
They re-released it on PS4, they re-released it on Switch, they re-released it on the Xbox, everywhere.
There was a lot of things in original Dragon's Dogma that got cut, including Beastman races, Elven races, and things like that. Those things are in this game. The combat looks like it's much more the same, but just more of it, you know? A lot more contextual stuff. So clean. And it looks like they've improved the... I watched this trailer about 18 times. it looks like they've improved the AI of the pawns as well, because the pawns are doing a bunch of crazy shit in a couple of quick clips. You high-five your fucking pawn, like...
Oh, dude, they did that high-five in the trailer, and I'm like, I'm fucking in. I didn't think this could get any better.
I can't wait for all of us to just hop
out Peter Molyneux.
I just can't wait for us all to hop into this game together and like dungeon crawl and fight monsters and stuff. It's so exciting, man. It looks like
here's Girth with his high-pitched fucking voice again.
Greg Majestic, you watch your mouth.
It is not co-op. It is single player. So we're still only able to interact with each other through the creation of our pawns. So.
Oh, that's fine. It's such a cool mechanic.
Yeah. For some reason, I always assumed Dragon's Dogma had the co-op element to it. But yeah, it's just the pawns. No, man, that's not a bummer. But yeah,
it would be sick if they did. But yeah. I don't think we'll ever get that.
Okay.
Maybe if they have a mode or an area.
It'd be fun to do like 1v1s or some kind DLC. Of PvP or something.
And there's been a lot of the Dragon's Dogma subreddit's going fucking wild right now.
I bet.
There's a lot of memes about like cat girl pawns everywhere because there's like a lion beast tribe.
It's funny because people were like, "Hey guys, what do you want from Dragon's Dogma 2?" I don't know.
More?
Say no more.
Well, dude,
but better.
The idea of Dragon's Dogma 2 is incredibly exciting, but like to see what Dark Arisen, that expansion, did for that game, like I can't imagine what an expansion or DLC for that game is going to be like. Besides incredible.
Yeah.
I'm hungry for it. I wish we got some kind of release window, but I
next year,
I
thank
also
God.
Appreciate them holding it back.
We'll probably get that release window in November.
Duke.
But once again, Capcom is so fucking good about being like, hey, it's coming out in 6 fucking months. And us being like, all right, let's go. And they don't delay often.
I'm honestly kind of glad that game is not at least slated right now for this year.
Yeah.
Like, goddamn.
Yeah,
goddamn,
shit to
dude.
Worry about. Now I got Helldivers on the horizon, apparently. Jeez. Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah. Yep.
Resident Evil 4 in VR. That looks fun.
Yeah, it looks fun, cool. But looks I can't believe they got that fun. Game to run in VR. That's wild. RE Engine, man.
Arizona Sunshine 2. It's another VR zombie.
Oh, thing. Dude. Their VR showing was abysmal.
As always.
VR is a tired concept. It's not there yet, man. It's still just a gimmick.
Crossfire Sierra Squad is VR stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You sound tired there, Kyle.
Synapse. I don't know.
Yep.
Beat Saber.
Cool. Two.
No.
Okay.
Oh, no. What?
It's just Beat Saber on PlayStation VR 2.
Oh, that's Beat right, Saber. Because software doesn't fucking cross over. Fucking
oh, sorry.
Right.
With the Queen music pack.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah. Which is pretty fucking sick. Gotta say.
I'll rebuy that game.
Marathon.
All right.
I'm on board.
Go ahead.
There isn't much. It's obviously just a CGI trailer, but the fact that Bungie's coming out with another fucking shooter, and it's going to be pretty much solely a multiplayer extraction shooter.
Yeah,
it's PvP focused, but I love extraction shooters. I think they're very fucking fun. I don't think there's enough of them out there, and I don't think enough of them are nearly as polished as what fucking Bungie can do. So, honestly, as far as like an extraction shooter goes, I think they can knock it out of the park with this. I think it'd be really fun. So.
They just have to be so on top of cheating, man. Like, so on top of it. Because, like, it's a different kind of thing when, like, you can get killed and you lose all of your gear and stuff, and it's because somebody's fucking wall hacking and shit like that. Like, Escape from Tarkov is riddled with fucking cheaters and stuff, so.
It might be a little easier at being on PlayStation, because I think it's going to be an exclusive.
I think that's coming to PC.
No, wait, no, it's Xbox PC. Never mind.
Yeah. Again, most of what was shown today at the PlayStation Showcase, more than half of those games are coming to Xbox and PC as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But and as soon as I got done with that, Destiny 2 showed the Final Shape trailer, which
got nothing out of me.
Nathan Fillion back.
Yeah, it's a triangle.
What's up with that?
They're bringing Cade back, which a lot of people are upset by because they feel like it completely ruins the whole expansion where that happened. I don't think that's the. I don't think he's really back. I think there's probably some story stuff there that. But it was good. Look, with the passing of Lance Reddick, which was incredibly sad, and I don't think that void will ever be filled. I don't know if they're even going to try to like find another voice actor to keep that role going. I kind of think it's a good idea. Like, this is the final expansion that ties up this whole saga. Yeah, man, bring back Cade. Let me get a familiar voice in there to kind of fill that emptiness and that hole of losing Lance Reddick and the Zavala character. Yeah. So I'm kind of here for it. I'm also not here for Destiny right now at all. Like, that new season's out. Don't care. When this expansion drops, I will not pick it up day one. I'm going to wait to make sure that it is a good expansion because Lightfall burned me so bad.
Like, yeah,
just
personally victimized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The mid-season cutscene that they have every season that kind of drops a big thing of lore with those really cool like ink blot cutscenes. That leaked already, which they normally do, and I normally avoid them. I just went ahead and watched it because I'm just like, yeah, let me get this story bit, and I'm just gonna move on and wait for the next season. Like,
yeah,
but it's cool. Final Shape, end of that story. Be glad to see it tie up and be done.
Yeah, curious what they're going to do after that.
Keep going. They're not stopping. They're like, this is the end of the Light and Dark saga. They're just going to keep going. But like, with Marathon coming out and been in development for so long, the PvP side of Destiny 2 has been really suffering. And I'll be honest, like, if Marathon comes out, it's a banger. Man, just cut the fucking PvP out of fucking Destiny at that point. Like,
yeah.
You're not doing anything with it, really. You're not updating it that much. It takes like years to get a new map. Like, it's just not really. It's just not really that hot anymore.
Yeah. And let's see. Beyond that, Firewalk Studios came out with Concord. Don't know what it is. Just a teaser trailer. Spacey.
Which, man, the way they linked those together, I thought that was another Bungie IP for sure.
Yeah.
Had like a similar aesthetic and stuff.
Gran Turismo. Project Q, which is the weird fucking PlayStation controller thing that... You know, it's the tablet with the PlayStation 5 controller attached to both sides. It's a Switch, but it's not
because
controllers don't come off the screen.
Yep.
It's all one thing. I thought for sure, like, oh, this is like the backbone for PlayStation. What a cool idea. No. No, it's not that.
Yeah, it's literally just...
You also have that, so...
It's just a streaming thing. Yep. It's just to stream your games. So, like...
You want to go shit and play God of War? Because now you can.
It seems interesting, and I honestly am interested in it, but I got to see what capabilities it's going to have first.
I want to see how well it runs and what that all is, because that is intriguing, but...
I will say the earbuds look pretty cool. The PlayStation earbuds that they got. Pretty neat. Like, oh, that's pretty cool. I like that they're sticking with their whole, like, aesthetic. Like, everyone's like, oh, the PlayStation 5 looks weird. But then, like, everything matches it in a way that I'm like, ah, it's pretty neat. They're doing it.
I honestly have no issue with any of the new designs for stuff except the fucking console itself.
Yeah, it's just a fucking massive thing. And their last showing was of Marvel's Spider-Man 2.
Oh, man.
Which looks pretty fucking cool.
Much like I think Final Fantasy fans, when they hear that there's a new one coming out, you're like, I don't really need to see it. I'm probably just going to pick it up. That's how I am with Marvel Spider-Man. When they were like, once I played the first one, I was like, oh, there's definitely going to be a fucking sequel, and I don't need to see shit about it. I'll just pick it up. Like, Insomniac's doing the same stuff again, but better. Looks like this one is completely dedicated to PS5 hardware, so like it ran and looked amazing. I think Miles Morales is a better looking game than the 2018 Spider-Man, just because it takes advantage of more of the PS5 stuff. But man, to see a game completely dedicated to it for Spider-Man, one thing that they mentioned when the console first came out was like how much quicker it can load things and actually how that fixes the moment or like speeds up the momentum of things like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Dude, he's fucking they were hauling ass in that fucking kid trailer.
Like hitting wind pockets and like going even faster. Yeah. God damn.
Yeah, they show like both Miles and Peter have like little wing glider suits as part of their spider suits. That looked cool. Yeah. We got to see Spider-Man with the Venom suit. That looked really cool. Was not expecting that.
I did not expect that design or that level of like
brutality.
Goop, I guess.
Yeah, goop and brutality is a good. Yeah.
Fuck, that's cool.
Yeah, I'm here for it. I'm really excited, man. I thought they treated 2018 Spider-Man so well. It was such a great base game. The DLCs were fantastic. Miles Morales is a lot of fun. And dude, the way they were switching between the characters, which they're going to do this time, you're switching between Miles and Peter, and it switched from Peter to Miles, and Miles music with like the hip hop beats kicked in, and I was like, God damn, this is fucking awesome. Like, just looks really good.
They got their finger on the pulse on that shit, and I'm excited to see what they do, and I'm excited to see what they do with Wolverine eventually.
The only thing I'm not looking forward to, unfortunately, with Spider-Man 2 is their new fucking character model for Peter! What'd you do to my boy?
We don't know if they're using that character model yet.
They for sure are. That's why they did that.
More than likely they are. I mean, if the remaster is that.
Well, so yeah, to bring it up to PS5, that's when they did that. So I'm assuming that that's going to be the character model, which just sucks.
It's got to look more like Tom Holland.
Yeah,
but not.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you just made him look like Tom Holland.
So weird.
I like the old guy.
Me
so
too.
Much. The old model, I should say.
Yeah. Anyway.
I think that's it.
Yeah,
that was it for the Sony PlayStation State of
Showcase, which made it even worse.
2023
should have been a State of Play.
We got more stuff coming. Ubisoft has a forward, which I am fucking excited to see.
That's gonna be a shit show.
Boy, let's go! And we got more stuff coming from Xbox. Bethesda's doing their Starfield thing next month. So June's gonna be full of all kinds of stuff with Summer Games Fest popping off. So we may or may not be streaming this or that, but we'll definitely be talking about it on the podcast. So enjoy that.
Hell yeah.
When we get to it, you know?
No.
You know what I'm talking about. No. Now it's time for...
You know what it's time for. Say it.
Topics.
There it is.
Back in.
I hate that I could catch that was the topics theme. That's upsetting.
For this topic, we ain't much of a topic, but what would VR have to do to actually get you to invest in the thing?
Yeah.
Have good software. Actually, games that I want to play, like ideas that are intriguing that actually take. Like, I think Half-Life Alyx has been like one of the better uses of VR. And they showed some game, Synapse, which is like a roguelike VR, which I'm like, that's pretty nifty. That's a cool idea. And you could like use the other hand to like move behind cover and stuff like that. I'm like, you're getting there, but fuck, dude, it needs so much more.
Fuck, why? It's knocked over all my picks.
Wow.
Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, they just gotta, I feel like they should just sit on VR and work on it for like another 5 years. Like,
yeah, I do find it odd that they keep trying to like put out these iterations that are like a little bit better, but they're incredibly pricey, incredibly bulky, and like the software, like you said, just isn't quite there.
Yeah.
Half-Life Alyx was like the entire reason I got mine, and it was totally worth that experience along with a handful of other things, but it's not quite there.
The barrier of entry is too high for a fucking gimmick.
Yeah, absolutely. No Briskening in My Lobby writes in with not be too damn pricey and gimmicky as hell.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I don't think people are down for VR iterations like they were console iterations, because the jumps between consoles was so noticeable and worth it. Whereas, like, dude, VR to VR 2, like, the screen looks better?
Yeah.
Like, that's it? I gotta pay a whole new system and none of my games transfer? Like, get fucked.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Get
Beat
fucked.
Saber. Like, fuck. Yeah, Beat Saber! Yeah!
Oh, you mean
the one I've been hearing about since, like, 2012?
Yeah.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
I don't know when that came out. Doug Dimmadome, owner of the Dimmsdale Dimmadome, writes in with, be good and not make me broke for Wii Sports quality games.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking real.
True. And Jake Murphy says, let me physically transfer my VR furniture into the real world. Yeah.
You think
let me get my waifu out of here. Oh, I see. Casual Dad says, go to anime levels of virtual reality. No VR till Nerve Gear.
And that's how you get sort of...
stab my spinal cord and let me get inside the waifu simulator. I agree.
Give me Dot Hack VR, you cowards.
Personally, I think at some point we're going to get there. It might be like 10, 20, 30 years, but we're going to have... I just want some wraparound fucking sunglasses that you set on a charger, and when you want to play, you just pop them on, and that's it. It fucking... It'll register your hands. You don't have to have controllers. You don't have to have nothing.
But what
maybe
do I do
have
my
some
hands?
Kind of like... maybe some kind of trackpad thing that's not... like the weird one where you have to like wear a harness and then weird socks so you can glide across it properly. But at some point it's going to get there and it's going to be fun. Like, I like the idea of it. I like the idea of actually getting in an MMO and actually looking around,
yeah,
experiencing things, grabbing things, having some form of haptic feedback. But it just can't be so fucking bulky. And right now it's still just too bulky.
Yep.
We've come a long way from the weird Nintendo Red thing. I can't remember. What was that called?
Virtual Boy? Yeah.
Virtual Boy.
Come a
fucking
long way from that.
Seizure headache inducing.
Yeah. So we're on the right track, but as of right now, we're kind of like in the... I wouldn't even know what to call this. Like, they were like, oh, PlayStation VR is like the PlayStation 1, and I wouldn't even know what to call this era. Like, I wouldn't call it PlayStation 2.
No, you're still... It's
that was such an excellent era of video games.
It's just a half... It's a half step. Like, it's not even a full step in, like... better things
that
it
almost
can
seems
do.
Like, oh, this has to accompany our PlayStation 5, and that's about it.
Oh, and don't try to sell me on a fucking thing like VR, and then when you make this fucking, you make the predecessor, it's like, oh, none of that shit comes over.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What?
Indeed.
Why would I rebuy this whole thing and my games? Like, what the fuck?
But anyways, we've solved it. So thanks everybody for joining us on yet another episode of the Metal Gamers Podcast. Make sure you listen to metal and play some video games and fight me in fucking Street Fighter. I fucking dare you.
Well,
okay.
You're gonna,
I fucking dare you.
You're going to make us do it.
Come at me, bro. You can put on the fucking modern controls. I don't mind. You can use modern controls.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want. Not Joe. Not
I was about to say, Kyle's going to be so mad when Joe beats his ass in this fucking game.
I'm very excited to play Street Fighter 6. What's the worst waiter experience you've ever had?
Worst waiter experience?
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I don't have a lot of bad waiter experiences. It's mostly like restaurant as a whole, where it's like I got sat and then nobody came to my table for like 30 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's happened to me. I don't consider that
that's the worst
for sure.
That one time we were at Kickbacks.
Yeah, Kickbacks is going to be it for sure.
Yeah.
That's the only time I've ever had to ask for a manager. Like,
yeah.
And I felt like I had to do it. Like, it wasn't like a thing of like, I wanted anything. I was just like, I don't want anything. I need to tell you how bad this was.
No amount of discount or anything will fix this.
Yeah.
Ironically, my experience was Kickbacks as well, but at a different time.
Yeah. It's just Kickbacks, man. That's just how they fucking are.
That's why they're trying
to sell.
Here's
a book of a menu and everything in it's terrible, except for one thing, but you got to find it.
Dude, before they expanded, I loved that place, man.
Yeah.